Good morning.
Coming to us from beautiful San Jose, to quote Deonny Warwick.
Exactly. I do know the way here. I've been here a few times because this is where, you know, this is where technology happens. This is the south end of Silicon Valley. So, you know, all the big ones are here, Google, Facebook, and, of course, Apple, which is why I'm over here today.
Yeah. Now, iPhones, going to be changes to all iPhones. How significant is this new data?
Look, this is it's pretty cool. Every year, Apple announce changes to their software. It's an event called the Worldwide Developers Conference, so it's all where the people who make apps and things for phones come to find out what's changing. But because the developers know, we know as well. And so basically, later this year, with iOS 16, every iPhone from the iPhone 8 until now, we'll get this new software. And there's a couple of things that are really cool. The lock screen, the screen you see when you turn your phone on and it's a time and maybe a picture of your kids or whatever it might be, that's going to be very customizable. Different fonts, different colors, different ways of using photos, as well as a whole bunch of extra information you can put on that home screen, like the weather or news and different things, even sports scores. So you don't even need to open your phone to see kind of what's happening in the world. But the one that I think is getting the most attention is the ability to unsend a message. So you've sent someone a message and you have immediate remorse. Whoopsie-daisy, shouldn't have sent that, didn't mean to say that or send it to the wrong person. If you've sent it to someone else with an iPhone, you can undo it. So you can just remove the message from their phone and yours. And even better, if you made an error in the message, so let's say you put the wrong time for your catch-up or the wrong address or you call them by the wrong name, you can edit the message and it'll edit at their end as well. So wow. Very cool feature coming to iPhones later this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'll tell you what, everything is getting so, so expensive at the moment and the interest rates going up and blah de blah de blah. And now Telstra have gone and bumped all its mobile plans up by $3 or $4, blaming CPI.
That's right. The $55 cheapest Telstra plan is now going to be $58. And $3 isn't a lot of money. I get that. But it is in the context of the cost of living crisis we're going through. So I think it's a really strange move from Telstra. I understand they need to make money, but it's not like they're losing money right now. So I don't think it looks good for them to just jump up prices. And they're blaming CPI, which is something I've never heard a telco do before. And it kind of sets a rod for its own back to say, well, next year we can do the same thing. If CPI is 2%, we can put it up by another 2% next year. And for me, it's a message. It's a moment in time to say to people, look, I'm sure you think they're the best, but trust me, they're all the same. All the telcos, they're all the same. And if you're going to tell me that you need the Telstra network because it's got some range in a place that you go and no one else does, then switch to Boost Mobile. They have the exact same network. They use the entire full Telstra network, and the $58 Telstra plan gives you 40 gig of data. You can get 40 gig of data for $30 from Boost. So shop around, folks. Save money and stop being loyal.
Yeah, because all those little $3 here and $5 there, they all add up. That is for sure. Yeah. And finally, the Apple Watch. Now, this doesn't surprise me that the Apple Watch is the dominant smartwatch globally. Got a huge chunk of the market. Is it the best, though, do you reckon, Trev?
Look, I actually don't think it's the best, but that's because I'm a bit of a nerd for watches, right? I actually prefer a more classic-looking watch, and there are smartwatches like that, like the Tag and different version. But this is going to be a competitive time for Apple because there's a new Google Watch coming out later in the year. But globally, and this is global data, they have over 30% of the market, 36% of the market. And the next best player is Samsung with 10%, wow, followed by Huawei, some Chinese companies, Garmin and Fitbit, all those kind of watches. And it's fascinating. 36% is a huge chunk of the market, triple, nearly quadruple anyone else. And it just goes to show the dominance of that Apple brand. And I don't think it's going to slow down. And I think, in fact, in Australia, that number would be probably closer to 50%, if not more, of the smartwatch market. So
yeah.
Competitive times still ahead for Apple, but a very good watch nonetheless.
Yeah, somebody said to me the other day, do you want a watch? And I said, well, I'd prefer to participate. Well, hey. On that highbrow note, we bid you adieu and talk to you next week.
Cheers, mate.